RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, and first in television, presents the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show. When you buy any product bearing the name RCA Victor, you can be sure it's the finest in its field. That's no accident. It's the result of constant research by RCA, whose aim is to bring you better products at lower cost. In television alone, RCA developed the Image Orthicon tube, the heart of every television camera. And the Image Orthicon, or camera tube, has added new scope to television programming because it permits televising when the illumination is as little as that supplied by a single candle. This is just one of the pioneering achievements of RCA. Today, RCA Victor is recognized as world leader in radio, first in recorded music, first in television. And you can have the proof of RCA Victor leadership in your home. Just buy one of the new RCA Victor Super Sets, super-powered television with amazing picture power. Take the Preston, for example. Because of picture power, the Preston brings you clearest reception possible with virtually no interference, even if you live in a difficult reception area in the city or in the country. See the Preston soon, the exciting 17-inch table model television with picture power offered at a price that'll fit neatly into your buying budget. Whenever you buy television, radio, a phonograph, or records, always look for the sure sign of quality, the name RCA Victor, cornerstone of home entertainment for three generations. For your enjoyment, here is the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevrolet, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Robert North, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Walter Scharf and his music, yours truly, Bill Foreman, and starring Alice Faye and Phil Harris. With television on a coast-to-coast hookup, NBC has asked all its radio stars to appear on the new medium. That is, all except Phil Harris. Phil decided to take the matter into his own hands, and so he invited the president in charge of TV and his wife to dinner.
You know something, Alice? This is going to be a very, very important dinner tonight, and everything has got to be just right.
Well, it will be. Did you set the table as I asked you to?
Oh, did I set that table? Oh, come with me. Hey, wait till you see, honey, the way I set it up. It's a work of art. There you are. How do you like the way it looks?
Phil, what kind of a way is that to set a table?
Well, what's wrong with it? In front of each place, I put everything a guest will need for dinner. A martini glass, a wine glass, a highball glass, a cordial glass, a brandy glass, and a schooner for beer.
How about the plates and silverware?
With all them glasses, we ain't got no room.
Oh, why didn't I listen to Mother and leave him on that Indian reservation? Willie, take the glasses off the table, will you please?
All right, sis. Oh, Philip, this is just like you. You put every kind of glass there except a water glass.
Who's gonna wash at the table? Hey, Alice, now I want to help because
Well, if you really want to do something, here's a list of things I need. Pull the market and order them, huh?
Okay, I'll order. Let me see that. Pound of shrimp. An 8-pound rib roast. Ooh. A dozen matzo balls. A bottle of glue. Glue? Oh, that must be to keep the matzo balls from rolling off the plate. Rolling off the plate and rolling off the plate. Two heads of lettuce, a can of...
Phil? Phil, what are you squinting at?
Well, your writing's kind of small.
Oh, it is not. You know, you've been squinting a lot lately. Maybe you need glasses. After all, you're at the age where you can use a little help.
Look, honey, I don't need glasses, and even if I did, I wouldn't wear them. If I'm going into television, I'd look silly wearing glasses.
Oh, why? A lot of people in television wear glasses. There's Groucho Marx, Dave Garraway, and Robert Q. Lewis.
Yeah, but they're clowns, buffoons. I'm a lover.
You are? The least you could have done was tell me about
it. All right, tell you about it.
Well, maybe you don't need glasses, but, you know, I think you ought to have your eyes checked by a specialist. Willie, call the doctor and see if you can make an appointment for Phil this afternoon.
Okay, sis.
But, Alice, it's so silly.
It isn't silly. I think you need glasses.
Alice, I tell you that I... come in. I tell you I don't need glasses.
I think you do need glasses.
I agree with Curly. You don't need glasses. You get more out of a bottle with a straw. Or you can use a garden hose and siphon it out. Or
you
can...
stop already? I was talking about...
Well, Philip, it's all set. You have an appointment with the eye doctor in an hour.
What are you going to the eye doctor for, Curly?
I'm going to have my eyes checked.
Well, I have them checked. I like them the way they are now. That herringbone effect is very attractive. That's something.
Will you keep quiet a minute, Remley? I've got a lot of stuff to do. I got a lot on my mind. Now, come on and go down to the doctor with me, will you? We'll see you later, honey.
Okay. Well, I'd better get back to work.
I'll help you, sis. Why did I tell you I was going to Shanghai? I want to be with you tonight.
Willie, what are you doing?
I'm singing. It's a new song called Shanghai.
Oh, no, that's not the way it goes. It goes like this. Why did I tell you I was going to Shanghai? I want to be with you tonight. Why did I holler I was going to Shanghai? I want to be with you tonight. It was just a little misunderstanding that a kiss on the cheek could patch. I need you so badly, I'd gladly start right over from scratch. Why did I tell you it was bye-bye for Shanghai? I'm even allergic to rice. Why don't you stop me when I talk about Shanghai? It's just a lover's device. Who's gonna kiss me? Who's gonna thrill me? Who's gonna hold me tight? I'm right around the corner in a phone booth, and I wanna be with you tonight.
Why did you tell us a lover's lie? We know there ain't no Shanghai girl. Why did you tell us you were going to Shanghai? We want to be with you tonight. Why did you holler you were going to Shanghai? We want to be with you tonight.
It was just a little misunderstanding that a kiss on the cheek could patch.
We need you so badly, we'd gladly start all over from scratch.
Oh, why did I tell you it was bye-bye for Shanghai? I'm even allergic to rice.
We should have stopped you when you talked about Shanghai. It's just a lover's device.
Who's gonna kiss me? Who's gonna thrill me? Who's gonna hold me tight?
Well, we're right around the corner in a phone booth, and we want to be with you tonight.
But who's gonna kiss me? Who's gonna thrill me? Who's gonna hold me tight? Well, if you're right around the corner in a phone booth, I want to be with you tonight.
Well, Mr. Harris, I'm ready to examine your eyes.
Well, then brace yourself, Doctor, because you're in for a treat. You were about to see the prettiest pair of peepers in this little old town.
Well, lucky little me. Now sit down and let me examine your eyes.
Oh. How you like them, Doc?
Beady little bubbles, aren't they?
A lot you know about eyes. These glimmers are the envy of every man and the downfall of every woman who has ever looked into them.
I can't be hearing him right. There must be something wrong with my ears.
Oh, well, when was the last time you had him examined?
What, 2 years ago?
Oh, well, you shouldn't wait that long. I'd better have a look at them. Remley, hold that light in his other ear while I look through this one, right?
Mr. Harris, will you please?
Quiet. Hey, this is worse than I thought. You're in bad shape, Doc. You've got a dense growth in between your ears.
I don't have any growth.
Well, you must have. I can't see no light shining through from the other side.
Will you two madmen please stop this? Now sit still, Harris, and let me examine your eyes.
All right, Doctor, all right. Feast yourself on them. Healthy looking, ain't they, Doc?
Oh, yes. They look like they just had a blood transfusion.
That's just what I need, a wise eye doctor. Look, don't make fun of my eyes, Doc. They happen to be my best feature.
This is your best?
Yes, the best. Why, just look at these wide set orbs, delicately separated by a finely chiseled nose, which is suspended gracefully over cupid bow lips.
Which blends into a receding chin that runs into a hollow chest. What did I ever do to deserve a patient like this? Why did I have to become an eye doctor? Wish I'd studied to be an obstetrician.
Why?
And you wouldn't have any reason to come to see me.
Oh, I don't know. I have trouble with my corns once in a while.
Mr. Harris, I think medical science would be interested in studying your brain.
I have been told that before. In fact, I'm going to give my brain to the Mayo Clinic after I die.
Why wait? Well, then, Harris, sit down while I examine your eyes and sit still, or I'll pull your tongue out and strap you to the chair with it. Well, Harris, I've examined you thoroughly, and I find nothing wrong except a little eye strain. As for the bloodshot condition, there's only one way to eliminate that. You'll have to stop reading and drinking.
Doctor, you can't do that to me. What's the use of living if I can't read?
It's only temporary. Now hold still while I put a few of these drops into your eyes.
Now, wait a minute, Doc. Wait a minute. Is that going to hurt?
Unfortunately, no. This is just a harmless wash that'll rest your eyes and clear them up. Now, open wide. There.
Hey. That feels good.
Now, you sit here and rest while I have my nurse prepare a bottle of this eye wash for you to take home. Now, I'll be right back.
Yeah. There goes a nice doctor.
I wish I had a chance to talk to him.
Well, I mean, Remley, if you're just going to stand there and not talk to him, that ain't my fault. I mean, after all, you can open your mouth. I don't have to do all your business for you.
I wish I'd had a chance to talk to him. We could have used a funny line in there somewhere.
I'll gladly get back that doctor. To show my appreciation, I'm going to send him an autographed copy of my latest RCA Victor record called Rugged But Right, which is destined to become...
All right, sing already. We don't have time for an exploitation campaign.
Called up to tell you that I'm rugged but right, a rambling and a gambling man, and free every night. I eat a porterhouse steak 3 times a day for my board, more than any guy in this whole town can afford. I got a big electric fan to keep me cool when I sleep, a mattress stuffed with dollar bills to tickle my feet. My motto's meet 'em and cheat 'em and love 'em and leave 'em and break 'em in right. I just called up to tell you that I'm rugged but right. My house was bought with
pawn shop tickets, red, white, and blue. My clothes are made of tiger skins right out of the zoo. I got a lot of money in the bank, I made it myself. The hearts of all my girlfriends lying right on my shelf. The girls all turn and whistle every time I go by, but I'm pretty darn particular, I'm telling no lie. I'm in there wheeling and dealing and really appealing and high as a kite. Come on, let's lie together, cause I'm rugged but right. I just called up to tell you that I'm rugged but fair. You caused me plenty worry, put some gray in my hair. You got the lips that sunk the ships of England, France, and Peru. And I'm just like Napoleon, cause you're my Waterloo. I'd like a 15-minute intermission in your Ford V8. I'd love to make it longer, but I got a late date. My morals have always been gone with the wind, so let's breeze it tonight. I just called up to tell you that I'm rugged but right. Don't overdo it, cause I really overdoed it last night.
You know something, Remley? That record's gonna be my biggest seller since the thing. People are buying it like hotcakes.
I know. I bought one and it tasted delicious with maple syrup. Wish the doctor would hurry with that eyewash.
Yeah, we gotta get home, you know, for that dinner party.
Hey, why wait for the doctor? Here's a bottle of eyewash on the desk. Let's take that one.
Okay, eyewash is eyewash. Let's take it and get out of here, huh?
Yeah. Hey, then let's stop on the way home and have a cold beer.
Oh, you dog.
Mr. Harris, the nurse will have your drops ready. That's funny, he isn't here. Oh, nurse, did you see Mr. Harris?
Yes, doctor, he just left.
Did you give him his eyewash?
I tried to, but he said he already had a bottle.
Oh, but I didn't have... Oh, no, he took the bottle on my desk. That's the wrong medication.
What did he take?
Oh, drops that'll dilate his pupils and blur his vision for hours. If he uses more than one drop into each eye, it'll completely obscure his vision for quite a while. You better call him and warn him.
He didn't leave his number, and his phone is unlisted.
Oh, well, we tried, didn't we? I wonder what will happen to old Blotter Eyes tonight.
Hey, I better go upstairs and start getting dressed for dinner, Remley.
Hey, Curly, your eyes all right?
Yeah. Why?
They don't look good. They look red again.
Uh-oh. I shouldn't have had that one beer.
Which one?
Now, wait a minute, Remley. I better put some more of these drops in that doctor gave me, because that'll clear them up. You ought to use some. You know, your eyes ain't exactly rinse-o white.
Okay, I'll put some in your eyes first. Hold still. There.
Ah, that really feels good. Put a few more drops in, Remley.
Hey, Curly, your pupils are getting larger and your eyes are starting to sparkle.
They are? Hey, man, this stuff is really great, ain't it? Now, you hold still while I put some more in your eyes. There. Hey, Frankie, this stuff is wonderful. This is the greatest thing that... Where'd you go, Remley?
I'm right here.
Where?
In front of you. What's the matter with you, Curly? Your face looks a little... Who turned the lights out?
Lights ain't out. Somebody just put fuzzy bulbs in. Some Remley, everything looks hazy to me.
To me, too.
Well, it must have been that beer we had. The doctor warned me not to drink, and you keep...
Bill! Bill, you'd better start getting dressed for the party. Our guests will be arriving soon.
Okay, honey, okay. Hey, Frankie.
Hmm?
I hope my eyes clear up before those guests arrive. This is going to be embarrassing.
Hey, I know what. We'll put a few more drops in, and it'll clear up like that.
Yeah, okay, but let's do it upstairs. Help me feel my way up.
know something, Emily? I'm starting to get worried. We put 4 drops of this stuff in each eye, and my vision ain't getting no better. It's getting worse.
Maybe we didn't use enough. Let's kill the bottle. Hold still, I'll pour it in. There.
Well, take it easy, will you? That's enough. Save some for yourself.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, Phil. Phil, I haven't finished dressing yet. Will you answer the door? And if it's our guests, be very gracious to Mrs. East.
Yeah, okay.
Answer the door, she says. I can't even see what room I'm in. Oh, man, this is going to be murder. Hey, Remley. Remley.
Here I am.
Well, answer. You remember where the front door is?
Yeah, I know where it is, but I can't see it. How are we going to answer it?
Wait till it rings again and we'll go in on the sound. Oh, there it is, there it is. Came from over there. Come on, Remley. Get down on our hands and knees now. We'll crawl right toward it.
Right. This is silly. Why don't you tell Alice? Let her answer the door.
Shh, I don't want her to know that I can't see. She won't.
Here it is, Curly. I got the doorknob.
Let go of my nose.
I thought you had a soft doorknob.
Well, that's pretty bad. Now. Hey, wait a minute. I got the door. Now, stand up. Now, remember that Alice wants us to be gracious.
Gracious.
Ah, Mrs. East. Why, you look more lovely than ever. It's a pleasure to have you here. Allow me to kiss your hand.
Get your slobbering lips off of me, nothing.
Frankie, I don't believe this is Mrs. East.
You think maybe it's Princess Elizabeth?
It's me, Julius. What's the matter with your eyes, Mr. Harris? They look kind of funny. So do yours, Mr. Emily.
There's nothing wrong with my eyes. I can see you. I can put my hands right on you. You're right around... There you are. I got him, Curly.
Are you sure?
Positive. I can feel his hard, round little head. I can see his little eyes darting back and forth. Julius, you look good, my boy. And I... Curly.
What?
I'm patting him on the head and it's splashing.
Don't be ridiculous.
Then why is my hand all wet?
You got it in the goldfish bowl, you jerk! These guys can't see nothing. They're blind as bats.
All right. What are you doing here, Julius?
I brought the ice cream for your party.
Well, put it in the kitchen and beat it, will you?
That's too much trouble. I'll just put it down right here. So long, fella.
Wait a minute, Julius, wait a minute. I can't see. Now, where'd you put it?
Walk around, you'll find it.
Little ape, he must have put it on the floor. Don't move, Remley. You're liable to step on it. Maybe we can... Uh-oh, that must be Mr. and Mrs. East. Well, look who's here and start talking so I can find out.
Hello, Harris.
Why, it is. It's Mr. East. Oh, and you brought flowers. Thanks. I'll just take them and put them in water and then...
Let go of my hat.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. East. Allow me to introduce my associate, Frank Remley.
How do you do, Mr. Remley?
Charmed, madam. Allow me to kiss your hand.
Mr. Remley, why did you butt my wife in the stomach?
Oh, you'll have to excuse Mr. Remley. He's a water boy with the Rams.
Mr. Harris, may we come in, or do we have to stand out here all night?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Come right in.
Thank you. My, what a charming foyer!
Curly, she found the ice cream.
Well, Mrs. East, I'm terribly sorry.
Tell me, East, does your wife always make a hokey entrance like that?
Oh, darling, are you all right?
Yes, I hope you're not hurt.
No, I'm not hurt. Well, don't just stand there. Help me up.
Oh, of course. Give $5 if I knew where she is.
Oh, there you are. Allow me.
Thank you.
Oh, Phil, is that Mr. and Mrs. East?
Yeah, honey.
Oh, hello there. I'll be right down. And in the meantime, Phil, why don't you show them through the house? They've never been here before.
Well, that's a splendid idea, Mr. Harris. I'd love to see your house.
So would I, lady.
You don't want to really see the house, do you?
Yes, I do. I've heard a lot about your home, and I insist you take me through it.
Well, you insist, huh? Well, the room we're in now is the entrance hall, and then there's the living room, a dining room, a kitchen, two bedrooms, a den, and we're right back where we started from. How'd you like
it? Oh, Mr. Harris, you're a caution. Now, may we please see the house?
All right, just follow me.
Well, nice of him to blaze a trail for us, isn't it?
Well, here we are. I know you'll love this room. We just had it redecorated. Alice and I spend most of our time in here. Do you like it?
What a lovely broom closet.
Just wanted to see if you were paying attention.
Now we'd like to see the dining room.
Oh, well, follow me.
Like we've been over this route before.
Just this way, Mrs. East. It's just through this door. Well, this is the dining room.
How novel, a bathtub in the dining room.
Wrong door!
You're not doing so good. You better let me finish the tour.
You can't see either.
My eyes are clearing up a little. If you want to see the rest of the rooms, just follow me, folks. I'm going to show you a room that's the pride of the Harris home. Just follow me. Just through this door. Isn't this a beautiful cellar?
Down there.
Our guest wanted to wash up before dinner. All right, Mrs. East, get your head out of the Bendix. You're clean enough now.
Alice and Phil will be back in just a moment. Hold everything. Here's exciting value news. News about RCA Victor's outstanding bonus offer. Buy any RCA Victor instrument that plays 45s exclusively, and at no extra cost, get a bonus of record albums worth over $6. You take your pick from 25 of RCA Victor's hit albums of popular, classical, children's, or hillbilly and western records. Over $6 worth of these albums are yours without additional cost. You pay only for the Victrola 45 instrument you choose. Select RCA Victor's new Victrola 45 table phonograph that can be easily moved from room to room. It's convenient, it's complete, and its suggested list price is only $27.95. Of course, there are many other RCA Victor 45 models to choose from. And what a treat to get over $6 worth of record albums at no additional cost. Take full advantage of this RCA Victor bonus offer. Act now.
We're a little late, so good night, folks.
Remember, whether you're buying a television set, a radio, a Victrola phonograph, or records...
Next, Theater Guild presents Ray Milland and Joan Fontaine on NBC.